unbeliever. And I think Scripture is clear about that. 1 Corinthians 7, we are to marry only in the Lord. By the way, I just finished a new book on this subject, on divorce, which soon should be available through this ministry.
That's right. I think it'll be out later this year, around May or so.
And there's a lot of issues, a lot of complex ones, and I hope the book will be helpful.
John, here's another totally unrelated question. How would you advise people to witness to their Mormon friends?
Here's the thing you need to understand, to start with. Mormons are on their way to hell. It is a damning religious system. It is so far from Christianity as to be more like paganism than Christianity. There are so many gods in Mormonism that they don't even know how many gods there are. In fact, there are more gods all the time because they make gods. When Mormons die, according to Mormon theology, the Mormon couples that have been baptized in the temple in Salt Lake and have been faithful Mormons and done what you're supposed to do, they get their own planet and they just make gods with some kind of strange celestial sex forever and ever and ever. That part of it, folks, is very much like the 70 virgins that the jihadist terrorists think they're going to meet when they blow themselves up along with the infidels. There are elements of Muslim religion in Mormonism. Worst of all, they believe that the God who created the universe is himself a created being. And they believe that Jesus, the eternal God, is a created being. They believe that God had sex with a mother and they had baby Jesus born to them as a God in heaven. This thing is so polluted and convoluted. It is idolatry of the rankest kind. It is polytheism of the worst kind. There are millions of gods all over everywhere. It is deviant. It is deviant in the sense that it has all these sexual overtones. And that ought to be clear to anybody who's got his eyes wide open, because Joseph Smith's big deal was polygamy. You know, have sex with as many women as you can possibly have. Brigham Young, you know, turned that into epic proportions. And of course, recently, the Mormons have tried to back away from that. Now, you have to understand this about Mormonism. Mormonism believes the Bible is corrupt by their own statements. The Bible is corrupt. The Bible is filled with error. The Bible is not trustworthy.